How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Hold on to your hat and anything else that might blow away. It is very windy today. Let's get more from AccuWeather and meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Yeah, and that wind is going to continue at these levels. We're seeing a sustained 25, 30 mile per hour winds with gusts to 40 miles per hour right now. We think we could see some higher gusts to 50, even 60 miles per hour on a few occasions. So the damage that we saw overnight with some of the strong winds may get renewed here with some fallen trees and power lines. And as you said, Larry, you're going to have to duck and cover as things blow around. You're also going to have to keep dressed warmly today. Real feels will stay in the 40s with some sprinkles and even a shower. Everything starts to alleviate in terms of the storm tomorrow, and certainly the weekend's better. But a high wind warning in effect for the tri-state till 6 p.m. will keep you up to date minute by minute on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
And yes, that wind affecting power lines. About 4,000 customers are without power in New Jersey, 36,000 in Connecticut, 12,000 on Long Island. Con Ed has about 5,000 outages. And there are 6,000 upstate. One of the men at the center of the impeachment inquiry, Congressman Elijah Cummings, has died. He was 68 and had been in poor health for some time. Senator Chuck Schumer says his death leaves a giant hole in the Democratic leadership.
He was a wonderful, amazing man. He always showed in his professional life and personal life strength and kindness and compassion and humility. People would seek his advice, I would, because you know you'd get a dispassionate answer, but a caring answer.
Cummings was chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Last winter, he explained why his committee had asked President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, to testify about hush money payments on the president's behalf to Stormy Daniels.
The question will be asked, in 2019, what did we do to make sure we kept our democracy intact? Did we stand on the sidelines and say nothing?
Those words could apply today regarding the impeachment investigation. Earlier this year, Cummings became the target of President Trump, who disparaged him and his city, Baltimore, in a series of tweets. He called Cummings' district a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. Cummings responded by defending his beloved city and simply explaining, "It is my constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch." A special guest of the House impeachment inquiry today is Gordon Sondland. He was a major Trump donor who became ambassador to the European Union and somehow was put in charge of Ukraine as well. He will reportedly say that he was disappointed the president told him to work with Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine and disagreed with that decision. CNN says that after his appointment in July of 2018, the hotel executive drew quick comparisons with the president. He began renovating the U.S. Embassy, was a fixture on Twitter, and boasted about his growing relationship with Mr. Trump. His testimony is behind closed doors. The committees already have text messages between him and the acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor. Taylor says, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance to Ukraine for help with a political campaign." Sondland responds, "Call me." The city council takes a vote this afternoon on the mayor's plan to close Rikers Island and replace it with community-based jails in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens. Councilwoman Karen Kozlowitz says it's not just new cells in new places.
They're going to have different programs. You know, they're going to have mental health programs. They're going to have different things that to help the people that are in the jails to come into life, housing, help people transform into society again.
The number of inmates housed in Rikers Island jails today is about 7,000. That's down from 22,000 in 1991. And city officials say they believe they can shrink the jail population even further over the next 6 years because of criminal justice reforms. Several DAs no longer prosecute small-time marijuana possession cases. The NYPD has reduced arrests for misdemeanors. And a new state law is set to eliminate cash bail for most misdemeanor and nonviolent arrests. So far, fewer people will be held in jail while awaiting trial. Police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting at a block party in Brooklyn several months ago.
In custody here at the 73rd Precinct this morning, 20-year-old Kyle Williams, who lives on Bristol Street here in Brooklyn, which is only a couple of blocks away from the scene of the shooting in late July. That was at the annual Old Timers Day block party, which has been held for nearly 60 years. The Brownsville Playground on Christopher Avenue, and they never had any trouble until this summer. Williams, the accused shooter here, charged with murder, attempted murder, weapons possession, among other things. In that shooting, 38-year-old Jason Pagan was killed. Those wounded, 11 of them, ranging in age from 21 to 55. Witnesses fearful, apparently, of coming forward because this looks to be gang-related. Pagan was a Bloods member who had just gotten out of jail in January. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, the 73 Precinct here in Brownsville.
A new study finds that hourly workers in retail and fast food have more unpredictable hours and last-minute schedules if they are black than if they are white. The findings are published in the Shift Project at the University of Southern California. Researchers found minority workers are 10 to 20% more likely than whites to report canceled shifts, on-call shifts, and shifts separated by fewer than 11 hours. We know that heavy metals can cause damage to a baby's developing brain, and a new study of baby foods finds 95% of them contain lead, 73% have arsenic, 75% cadmium, 32% mercury. One-fourth of the foods tested contain all four. The tests were commissioned by Health Babies Bright Futures. It calls itself an alliance of scientists, nonprofits, and donors, and it's trying to reduce exposure to neurotoxic chemicals during the first months of life.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.